Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Sure,
during these elections that there isn't a lot of cheating, like I said before. There might be some people getting kicked out of Congress and the Senate. So it'll be Democratic all the way around. But I have a caller on the line, and I know who it is. It's got to be White Nancy. It's got to be. I don't know if it is her or not. Hello?
Hello.
This E?
It is.
It's E, y'all. You see I'm playing with the buttons, dude. You see I'm playing with the buttons.
You crazy.
Hey, I got people cheering in the background, yo.
Yay. I never had a cheer section before.
So how you been? I know you were at work when you called in last week and had to drop out of the call.
I'm actually at work in the office right now, so there's that.
Yeah, you always at work. You're a slave to the rhythm.
Yes, I am. Just like
I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant till just now when I said it. I heard the song before, and I was like, what does that mean? But I know now. How you been?
I'm okay. How's it going with you?
It's going all right. I mean, you know, I do the same thing every day, write and create and stay at home and maybe go to the grocery store once every 2 or 3 weeks. But I don't go nowhere, so I never did anyway once these knees broke me down. But I didn't really want to go nowhere anyway because I wanted to write and get all this stuff out. So that's what I'm doing. And doing these shows, matter of fact.
Of course.
The first question I wanted to ask before you called in, are you afraid of the coming election cheat that will be tried in November? You know they're going to try to cheat.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm just ready for it, you know? Nothing to be afraid of. Forewarned is forearmed, you know?
Do you think there's going to be a lot of cheating?
Yeah. Come on now. Look who we're talking about.
They cheated already in these preliminary votes that we had, election that we had.
Primary. Yeah. I mean, he's proved himself to be a cheater.
Right. D.C. being voted in the House to become the 51st state of the United States. Of course, it won't go through the Senate.
I know.
But how do you feel about that? I mean, you think it's a good thing? I don't know, because I think if they become a state, don't the people got to pay more in taxes? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
In this guessing?
Like,
if I was living there, I'd be like, nah, I don't want
to. I don't know why it wasn't a state anyway, so let's start there. But, why would the nation's capital be, like, every other state capital is in a state, so I don't know. I'm confused on the logistics of everything, so I really don't feel like I'm informed enough to speak on it. I just found it very odd that in 2020 they would make it a state.
I think because, and this is me guessing, don't know for sure. I think because they wanted to stand out. They wanted to be the capital of the whole United States, which it is. But
it was already the capital of the whole United States.
Yeah, but see, it wasn't in a particular state, like one of the 50 states.
It's
near Maryland. It's near Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess they didn't think of it that way. They said, well, since it's the capital of the United States, it don't belong in a state. It just be its own area, I guess, district, basically. That's why I called it the District of Columbia. But now they want it to be a state because of the, remember, when they had those protests, Trump just went in and sending the police to spray those people and tear gas those people out the way. And see, if
right.
it was a state, the governor would have been like, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm in the air with it. It doesn't matter because I don't live there. But
exactly.
I'm thinking it would be more money if you did live there to pay in taxes because now you're a state. I'm thinking that's the way it is, but I could be wrong. Hopefully somebody will correct me on this show and write it in the notes that, no, that's not the way it is. But I'm thinking it would be. The corona update cases confirmed is 2.56 million. Recovered is 783,000. And deaths is 127,000 deaths. Your opinion on this pandemic, that people think they don't need to wear a mask?
Even if it's not a hospital grade mask, I think masks are important because it shows society that you're just trying to do your part, you know, not so much of preventing you from getting anything from anybody as much as it is just saying, yes, I'm cognizant enough to know what's going on in the world, and I'm going to keep myself and you as safe as possible. I also feel like that the numbers are going to rise because the more that the country opens back up, the more that the numbers are going to rise because people are going to be exposed to everything. My concern is that you have a lot of false positives about the corona. You have a lot of false negatives about the corona. And I've been looking at historical medical data about all these other pandemics and plagues. Like, when was when that they decided to get back to normal? And the only way that we're really going to get back to normal is, in my opinion, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on television, but the only way that we're going to get back to normal is to expose people to the said virus or flu or whatever. Just like when it's flu season, people catch a cold, they catch a real bad cold, or they catch some variation of the flu, and then you build up antibodies, and, hey, everybody's okay, the numbers go down. And I just feel like the coronavirus is just another variation of said flu, whether it was swine flu or Ebola or bird flu or whatever, you know, H1N1, whatever flu of the day that we are in the throes of right now, that it's only becoming more and more apparent because people aren't being exposed to it so that they can build up antibodies. And I'm not saying go out there and put yourself at risk. I'm just saying, I told you before that working in a high school, I was so sick in November and December that I'm sure I had some variation of said corona. And I've been very proactive in keeping myself healthy, but I also know that between the military vaccines and whatever the VA feels the need to vaccinate me with, I've been very lucky. And I think that's what it's going to take for the numbers to go down. Because that's all a vaccine is them shooting the virus into you so that your body can build up antibodies.
We have on the line White Nancy. She's on the line. She's on the line.
Hey.
White Nancy.
Champ is here.
Hey. The champ is here. You are stupid. Say hello to E. She's on the line.
Hey, E. How are you?
Fine. Congratulations again on your retirement.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she don't know what to do with herself.
I know.
We were talking about the corona, basically.
Oh. Okay.
And I gave the figures for, you know, today, which is 2.56 million cases confirmed, 783,000 recovered, and 127,000 deaths. And I was asking her opinion on it. Your opinion on this craziness as well, with people on TV talking about, I don't know why yep, I got to wear a mask and it succumbs my breathing. And I was like, what? I can't believe these folks was on TV talking about why should I be forced to wear a mask? I didn't understand it, but I digress. White Nancy, go on and give your opinion.
You know, this is one of those moments. I'm befuddled. And I don't say that word often, but I am absolutely, you know, astonished by the number of people who have made a decision that this mask is an invasion of their privacy. They're saying they have the, you know, it's my body, my right. But these are the same people who are pro-life, and they're not pro-choice. These are the same people who say all lives matter when we say Black Lives Matter, because when it's about them, they only care about how it affects them. They're not interested in how it affects the people outside of them. They're not interested in how it affects the rest of the world. If those same people, if we could just for one day make them live in this brown or black skin that we live in, they wouldn't last 5 minutes. They wouldn't, because they don't understand that you have to be willing to say, okay, I'm just going to go along with this because it's about my life. I want to live till tomorrow. And that's all I'm trying to get to. I just need to get to tomorrow. So in this brown or black skin, I just need to get through till tomorrow. I'm trying not to die today. I just need to get through tomorrow. And they just don't hear it.
Because it doesn't affect them, like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The other issues that we did talk about, D.C. was voted as becoming the 51st state by the House. Of course, we know it won't go through the Senate. But
no.
How do you? I asked the question, how do you feel about it, one? And I thought, if D.C. does become a state, don't the residents there got to pay more in taxes, or am I wrong?
Well, they should. If they want to be a state, they should be required to do what every other state does. The only thing I can think of it is if they're all for it, I'm for it. If they like it, I love it. The only thing is you know that there is – huh?
No, go on.
Oh, I was saying there's still going to be pushback because there is a loophole by using them. So many of the political people that use that arena to keep from having to pay certain taxes and to be responsible for certain things, they use that D.C. address, and it's working for them. So they're not going to want to make that change because that puts them in a different position, and they don't want that. So I don't see that going through in any way, shape, or form.
That's one that I did not think about. You're right about that. There are going to be some people that want to cheat the system, and they use that as their address, too. And I know who you're talking about, the people that are up there that are making them laws, supposedly.
Right, right.
The next one that we did talk about was, are you afraid of this coming election, the election cheat that will be tried in November? Because it's been tried already in the warm-ups, the primary, and you can tell there's going to be some suppressing of the vote come November, I think November 2nd, 3rd.
Yeah. I am obviously, for the obvious reasons, concerned, as we all should be. We know what happened with the last election. We know what's happening, as you said, with the primaries. We know what's happening in every sense of them shutting down polling places to keep people from voting. But here is where it is our chance to show them that you don't just get to tell us no. You're going to have to push me down, hold my face in the dirt, and suffocate me again. Because if you are willing to stand in that long line and cast your vote, the chances of you feeling good at the outcome
is so much more to your benefit. You will know you did what you were supposed to do, and you didn't let anything dissuade you. And that's what it comes down to. I think that voting by mail is going to change a lot of change the game on a lot of people. The ones that are fearful of going out, and you know who those people are. They're afraid to go stand in the line with those people who will be wearing those shirts and hats. And if you're afraid, then stay home and vote by mail. But guess what? We voting by mail too. And there's a whole new group that's out there voting. Those felons that have gotten their rights restored, they're not playing this. They can't wait to vote.
Well, I think there's a few other people that may be scared of the pandemic that's going on, too. That's why they might vote by mail, too.
I mean, if you look at the historical data from just the election from 2016, there were more people that did not vote.
Right.
That went to the polls. There were more
right.
people that did not vote than sent in absentee ballots. So those if you take those people who did not vote alone, whether they didn't rock with Hillary, whether they threw up their hands and said it's going to be what it's going to be, like it was so many more people that didn't vote across the board demographically,
right.
white, black, Hispanic, that those people alone, if they would have just cast their vote, I'm sure we wouldn't be in the predicament that we were in. And so
right.
now I'm almost certain that we've captured those people because now they're
right.
seeing the repercussions of their inaction. And because of that, that's the game changer in and of itself. And
yes.
the felons and yes, the new generation that are the 18-year-olds that
yeah.
can vote now that, you know, in my government class, they're just chomping at the bit to vote, you know,
yeah.
and not just because they want to get him out of office, but they, you know, there are some kids whose parents are staunch Trump supporters, you know. And so now that you have that line drawn in the sand of the old school parents supporting him and your young child who just turned 18, that ain't rocking with that. And so I'm sure that there's going to be a significant set of game changers. But I also know that there's going to be some shiggity in the game.
By shiggity, you mean some boo F going on in the game.
And it's going to have to be such a landslide because he's not going to concede. So it's just going to have to be so glaringly apparent that you lost, bro. You know, otherwise he's going to drag this out till January. And we don't want that either.
Well, with the mail-in vote, it probably will be dragged out. You think?
I pray not.
Am I right?
I pray not.
Well, see, they're still counting votes from these primaries because of the mail-in vote. Instead of getting the results
yeah.
that night, they said it's going to take 2 weeks to, you know, come up with the official count.
Yeah, there were also finding ballots from 2016 after he was in office, not voting for him. And what part of the game is
yeah.
that? So now he's in office, and it wasn't that she only won the popular vote, but because these people just mail, and you don't know, they might have mailed in their ballot on that day, you know? And so now this lunatic is in office, and oh, by the way, it's January. Look at all these votes that said that were for Hillary. Oh, well, it don't matter now because he's now the president of the United States.
Right.
It's just like when we were in the service, you know,
yeah.
a lot of times I had to vote by mail because we wasn't in the United States.
We weren't even in the country, correct.
Yeah. And look at all those military members that's not in the country.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
Come on, son. The next one. Putin put a bounty on our troops within the Taliban. With the Taliban in Afghanistan, and Trump said he didn't know. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the most I didn't know president in my lifetime that I ever heard of. Either his cabinet and his military officials and intelligence is no good, And they might be no good because he did get rid of a lot of them. He said he didn't have no idea it was going on. Your opinion on this shiggity and befuddlement, two words of the day, White Nancy.
Okay, one of two things. Either he knew and he chose not to do anything, or he didn't know. And if he didn't know, whoever did know and didn't do anything about it, somebody's head should be rolling right now. There should be a lopped-off head rolling across the floor that we should be able to see right now, and somebody should be taking responsibility for this. I don't care who knew and who didn't know. It's the truth. And since it happened, why isn't anything being done about it? And why are we just now finding out about it? And now that we found out about it, how come nothing ever happened? It could have happened, and they said, well, we didn't tell y'all, but we did something about it. We need to know, because if that did happen and the president knew and he was still kissing Putin's butt, then he needs to go, because that's treason.
It is.
Yeah. White Nancy is talking about heads rolling like the movie Caligula.
Yes.
What do you think about this? what's your opinion on this?
I just feel like, one, the pendulum swings both ways in an excess. Either he knows everything or he knows nothing, you know, and you can't have it both ways. Either he knows everything about everything, and he's the most informed president known to man, or he doesn't know anything, and he has the worst cabinet known to man. So, you know, once you get past that hump, then I just feel like he's lying. And you know, the best way to determine present and future behavior is to look at past behaviors, and he has shown that he's a liar, and so he's lying. There's nothing that the Russians are doing or have done that he didn't know about it, because him and his entire family have been in bed with them. And that's where we are with that.
I'm going to tell you, now that we all know, what are you going to do about it now? Because that's what
exactly.
I need to know. What are you going to do about right now? You need to be doing something. There should be some kind of pushback
against it. And pretended not to know, because when he went to North Korea and when he went to Russia and he saw those troops and the people and all of them were cheering the name of the person in charge, he said, that's what I want. I want to be a dictator. I don't care about being the president. I want to be that. I want people saluting me. I want them kissing my ring. I want to be able to cut off their head if they don't do what I say. He wants to be a dictator. And unfortunately, he chose the wrong country to do that in.
Unfortunately. That's why he wanted that military. That's why he wanted that military parade in D.C.
Yeah.
You see how that went down, though.
Yeah. We ain't having it.
The last one before we get the music. Your opinion on Judge Dahl G's order that kids held more than 20 days at three family detention centers in Texas be released, citing the recent spread of the virus. In two of the three facilities, the children either be released to their parents or their family spouses. In some cases, their parents are being held too. Your opinion, White Nancy?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. All of a sudden, now you care about them kids. You didn't care about them when you had them in cells. They was dying from cold and no food, and you didn't care when they were dying because they were sick or injured. You didn't care nothing about them kids. You run out of space,
right,
and you said, okay, kick them out in the street. We done with them. And the problem is you've arrested their families. You don't. Where are you sending them? You going to send them into the foster care system? Great. Thanks a lot. Those children really need that. That's exactly how what's going to make it better. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And somehow they think they're supposed to say thank you for that.
Oh.
Again. That's like saying if you beat me a slave and you say, okay, that's enough beating for today. Are you supposed to say thank you for stop beating me?
Yeah. Exactly.
But she's been beaten already.
I don't know. See, lovely, I think I'm going to say thank you because like
it doesn't matter if I'm already beat. I got a bloody back. You telling me you done put brine in it, and you say, okay, that's enough beating today. How does that make it better? It's never good.
Because
I'm just saying there's no good coming out of this.
Well, for me being a slave, I would like to live another day, like you said. I just try to make it to another day. E, your opinion on these kids down at the border?
It's sad. It's been sad since the moment that they snatched them away from their parents, and I'm horrified that, you know, we let it go down like that. And it's nothing that he can do that's going to make that situation better. The foster care system is already overrun. There are not enough parents to support the kids that are in the foster care system right now. Who do you think, where are these people who say that they're pro-life? They're not going down there collecting these kids. So miss me with all that shiggity as well. You know, because they're pro-life as long as they don't have to incur any of the repercussions or expenses that it takes to take care of said child that's not your own. And it's terrible. And he gets no kudos. He gets no tickets from me.
Well, thank you both for calling in. Hey, you know what? When we were first doing these shows, I used to ask y'all a question, you know, how do you feel about Trump? I hate him. And that was it. But now y'all long-winded, which I love, and you got time to talk because Roy ain't on the line no more. So thank
and
you.
And I didn't say anything about that, but yay.
Please and thank you.
Y'all take care. Have a good week. Stay safe as always. Love y'all both.
I love you.
Take care.